This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You were asked point blank to denounce white supremacy.
Dude, again with this? What's your problem?
You've done this to me and everybody.
Why does it seem like...
I denounce white supremacy, okay?
You did 2 days later.
I've denounced white supremacy for years.
It feels sometimes you're hesitant to do so, like you wait a beat.
Here we go again. Every time, in fact, when people came, I'm sure they'll ask you the white supremacy question. I denounce white supremacy.
Okay. Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Let me ask you about QAnon. It is this theory that Democrats are a satanic pedophile ring and that you are the savior.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
I know nothing about QAnon.
I just told you.
I know very little. You told me, but what you tell me doesn't necessarily make it fact. I hate to say that.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
But President Trump says things like inject bleach in your arm and that's going to work. I mean, he's actually said these things.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
But what I will do, I'll go back to being a professor.
A lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Tell the Boilermakers overwhelmingly endorse me, okay? So the Boilermakers unions endorse me.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
I'm a lousy candidate. And I didn't do a good job.
The lie detector test determined you're telling the truth.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We have another batch of emails. We believe they also came from Hunter Biden's laptop. A Burisma executive emailed Hunter Biden. The purpose of the email is to, quote, be on the same page about our final goals. Days later, Joe Biden flew to Ukraine and did exactly what his son wanted.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, where Joe Biden is again giving police...
The vice president gave a speech slamming the very Ukrainian law enforcement...
Tucker, you can come in anytime you want. The vice president last night again instructed police to aim for the legs. This is not the first time he said this. He seems to have this belief that you can shoot people in the leg or the shoulder or shoot the gun out of their hands like Hopalong Cassidy or Roy Rogers or Gene Autry used to do back in the movies, the three-reeler or five-reeler black and white westerns, you know?
Not everyone's a sharpshooter like you, Howie.
You don't have to be a sharpshooter. You just go to one lesson. You know, so you can get your permit or you know, the however many lessons. They tell you aim for the center, right, of the body just to take somebody down. If somebody's coming at you with a knife or a sapper or a club or anything, you try to put them out of business. And you're less likely to do that if you're aiming for the leg. Not everybody can be, I don't know, Annie Oakley or Artie Shaw was a really good shot, the band leader.
And why the leg? If we're trying to really narrow in on a part of the body that isn't going to do too much damage, what about the ear? What about a toe?
I know, but
a butt cheek.
But we don't know as much as Dementia Joe. Dementia Joe also has a favorite weapon that he wants people to use: Cut 63.
Well, he just clarified it.
Wait. Take your AR-14s and
what? The AR-14s. Those are a little smaller than the AR-15s that are, you know, one of America's most popular firearms. One of those assault weapons. That's what Kyle Rittenhouse was using when he was defending himself against the Antifa bums.
Are the AR-14s the ones where you can fit 100 clips into a weapon?
That's right. They are.
Those should be outlawed.
They are. I always like, you know, I have my AR-14 is right next to my 37 caliber and my 8mm Glick. Not a Glock, it's a Glick, you know? It's I get my ballistics advice from Joe Biden. All right, 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls today about these dueling debates, and it's just classic. We had a poll question a couple of days ago. You may recall it. Will Steffi Stephanopoulos ask Joe Biden about his crackhead son, Hunter, and all those sleazy business deals? And I believe it was 96-4 saying no, he will not, because we all know the mainstream media. And, of course, he didn't ask him anything about it.
No.
Not a word. But they did have all these undecided voters, who actually all turned out to be well, they are at both places. They were everybody. All the undecided voters were leaning towards Biden. Let's just play this. This is a supercut from the Trump event down in Miami with some of the questioners. Cut 47.
Let's get to our first voter. We've got Jacqueline Lugo. Now, she is, I told you this audience is truly split between y'all. You are leaning Biden. She voted for Clinton in 2016. Now, her daughter was too young to vote last time. She's going to vote for her first time in a presidential campaign, and she is leaning Biden. His name is Joe White. He is registered as a Democrat. He says he's leaning toward Biden, and Biden had voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. Adam Shuker, he voted for Clinton in 2016. He's registered as a Democrat and says he's supporting Biden. This is Cindy Velez. She is undecided. She says she's leaning to Biden, and she did vote for Clinton in 2016. We have Paulette Dale. She leans slightly to Biden. She voted for Clinton in 2016. She's registered as a Republican.
So it's just a very eclectic group. They're all for Biden. And they're going to get to ask a question of the president. Mr. President, are you against white supremacy? Will you denounce white supremacy for the 15,000th time, Mr. President? People are asking the same question that McKay, our guy, said. Aren't there some major arteries in your leg? Yeah, I think it could bleed out pretty quickly if you get shot in the right place in the leg. But, Joe does it. Joe will refer that to Dr. Jill because, she can provide medical treatment, triage medical treatment in the case.
She is a surgeon, after all.
And somebody says, too, you either have the right to use deadly force or you don't have the right to use deadly force. You don't have the right to shoot to wound. There's nothing in any kind of common law about shoot to wound, but there is in Joe Biden's demented brain here. 844-500.
He thinks the cops can set their phasers to stun.
I know.
He's the type of person who thinks that if a guy with a gun is versing a guy with a gun, that one of them can shoot the gun out of the other one's hand.
It's great, too. What would happen to Trump if he announced that he had been endorsed by some union that had specifically endorsed his opponent? Say, like the SEIU, Service Employees International Union, a real left-wing union, or the teachers, any teachers union, and he suddenly announced it. There would be all kinds of fact checks. But last night, Biden announced he's endorsed by the Boilermakers, and they got nobody even calls him out on it. But you know what he does have a plan to put Americans back to work. Cut 43. This joke.
We can do things like pelletize all the chicken manure and all the horse manure and cow manure, and they can be and take out the methane and use it as fertilizer and make a lot of money doing it.
It's an amazing thing. He's going to hire 128,000 workers to cap 100,000 oil wells.
No, I always thought that Biden's platform was pretty crappy.
I think last night when I was watching Biden, what would amaze me was he could get a question. He got a question from a young black man about, why should I vote for you? He'd get questions about the economy, and his answers would go down this long, winding road, and they would always end up with like him in Delaware in 1952. For questions that could have been, they were easy questions, but somehow it always, my father used to tell me, Joe, they're in love. And I was just sitting there going, what?
He was on his way down to the Bijou theater to watch a double feature, two Republic Western movies where, you know, all the bad guys, the guys in the black hats, were going to get shot in the arms. And some of them were going to get shot in the leg, and a couple of them were going to have the gun shot out of their hands.
Howie, when he was asked the question by the young black man, I literally started dying laughing because the guy's face was like this. He just couldn't believe.
Well, let's listen to that one before we go to the break. Cut 39.
Like my dad, he lost his job up in Scranton, and it took him 3 years to be able to move down to Delaware, to Claymont, Delaware, a little steel town, and sent us home to our grandpop to live with him. We finally got back. We lived in apartments, became 6 and 8 housing much later. It wasn't. It was just normal apartments.
Grandpop. There
yep.
it is.
We've got grandpop, corn pop, and pop.
Pop goes the weasel.
And, wow. And Taylor, I think that was the same guy who he said, don't jump to. He said, you look really like you're really high up right there. Don't jump.
Yeah, he used his really, really funny don't jump suicide joke again. Oh, it always gets a good laugh.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Okay, let's play cut 13. Oh, cut 37.
Just this week, he retweeted.
Welcome back to our town hall with Joe Biden. We're going to get a question now from Cedric Humphrey. He's a student from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, progressive Democrat.
Don't jump, Cedric. You look like you're way up there.
I'll be okay. Thank you, George. And good evening, former Vice President Biden.
Oh, it's such a lame joke.
508 says, was he endorsed by Boilermakers or drinking them? Yeah, I guess there is a difference between, what...
Ha, ha, ha.
Maybe he was endorsed by these drinks that were sitting in the bar that Hunter was eyeing thirstily, shall we say. All right, 844-500-4242. Eden Pure Pain Cream is continuing their buy one, get one free promotion. Everyone knows that prescription pain relief drugs can be really pricey. Carolyn and I, my daughter, were talking recently about a cold sore cream we both use that costs over $400 without insurance. Eden Pure Pain Cream, which I'm holding up right now, is all natural and has the strength of a prescription cream. For me, it started working in just 2 minutes. It's working great for McKay, our guy here, who's been doing some boxing stuff in his hand. What was wrong with your hands, McKay?
I had some inflammation in my knuckles. Also, part of it's from some old baseball injuries. Like, my knuckles on my hand aren't even lined up evenly. So it helps with the inflammation and some of the pain from being stepped on with a metal cleat.
So I'm going to let McKay take this home with him tonight when he goes. So because I'm not sore with my I haven't been doing much boxing lately.
Yeah,
so
he
I don't
doesn't
need,
get
I don't...
around to the boxing as much as he used to. I noticed.
That's
that.
Right. So McKay, you could have it for the weekend. Just bring it back, so we'll have it for Monday afternoon when we go back to work here. The Eden Pure Pain Cream gives you prescription power pain relief with no prescription, no addictions, and no bad side effects. Eden Pure Pain Cream relieves pain from arthritis, joints, back pain, and in my case, leg pain from an old injury. Eden Pure Pain Cream is so powerful that it has a 99.2% customer satisfaction rating. Last week, one of our VIPs asked for a tube of pain cream that I hold up, like the one I just gave McKay. Of course, I couldn't say no. Right now, you can get a free tube as well with BOGO. The BOGO promotion has been a big success. Eden Pure is continuing the special for their pain cream all week long. Buy one, get one free. BOGO. That's what it means. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com with code Howie BOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by JT Kelly, real estate broker of Keller Williams, serving Greater Boston. If you considered buying or selling in Greater Boston this year, JT Kelly is making Boston area real estate great again. 1-800-364-9200.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Nauset Beach Inn on Cape Cod. This is the only place you get lodgings in the Cape Cod National Seashore. And the site has been crashing because there have been so many people trying to get in because the deals have been so great that we've been offering. They've upgraded the bandwidth on their website so you can get the same special that they promoted last Friday. Get a $200 Ocean View room for just $100 with code word Ocean View. Go to NossetBeachInn.com and click store and use the code word Ocean View to claim your half price gift certificate. And they're going to go fast, but you should be able to get through if you move quickly to get this offer. It's a hell of an offer. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should police officers try to shoot their attackers in the leg?
Not if they want to go home at the end of their shift. No, they should not. They should do what anyone in their first day of training to use firearms is told, which is shoot for the upper body, the chest.
Center of mass.
I'm going to agree with 978 Taylor and say they should shoot for the fleshy part of the thigh.
How do you aim for that? What if you get a super skinny person? What if they're shooting at you, Grace? They're not going to be able to hit your legs.
Go for the toes.
Okay, make them dance like Walter Brennan. All right. 34% say yes, they should be shooting for the legs.
Okay, that's the 34% of the audience that has not taken any classes or not been taught or been through basic training or whatever. You know, it's crazy. It's just it's movie crap. All right, 844-500-4242. There's all kinds of crazy stuff here from
from
Biden, and he's crazy. Let's just have this is just Joe Biden mixing up everything. Cut 40.
They'd actually go and give people their phone numbers. A cop would give the phone number. So if Nellie Smith was on the second floor where drug deals took place and things happened below her, her apartment, she could call and say, it's Millie, and there's something going on here. And they'd never reveal it was her because they know if she knew that, in fact, they'd report, they'd never report the crime. She'd never report.
What the hell was that? What was he talking about?
I saw that one live.
But this lady in his fictional hypothetical story has multiple personality disorder. She's Nellie, then Millie.
I see. That's what I thought, Taylor. Can we hear it again? He switched it halfway.
They'd actually go and give people their phone numbers. A cop would give the phone number. So if Nellie Smith was on the second
Nellie
floor
Smith.
Where drug deals took place and things
Nellie
happened below her, her apartment, she could call and say, it's Millie.
This is Millie. Wait, if her name is Nellie Smith, why would she call and say this is Millie?
She's a spy.
And I mean, isn't that the wonder of the 911 system that you can call and they automatically know where the call is coming from? I mean, they may not know if you're named Nellie or Millie, but they know where the call's coming from, right? Okay. 844-500-4242. I like this one too about going back to being a professor. Remember, he's been lying about being a professor for a long time. He says, I guess they named a room after him or something at the University of Pennsylvania. So he claims somehow that he's a professor there now.
Is it a padded room?
It should be, yeah, but he's still claiming to be a professor. Where is the fact checker here? Where's that guy with the whiny voice from CNN? Where is Glenn Kessler with his bag full of Pinocchios when he says this stuff? Cut 34.
But what I will do, I'll go back to being a professor at the University of Pennsylvania and making the case that I've been made and at the Biden Institute at the University of Delaware.
Making the case that I've been made. What is he? What was there? Some kind of stakeout going on, and he wandered into it, and they made him. To use that old police terminology, they identified him. Good Lord, 844-500-4242. What was the thing? Somebody said there's something about he lived in apartments that later became Section 8, but when he lived there, they were normal.
Yeah, that was during his talking about growing up in Delaware or Pennsylvania, wherever, and his pop, his grandpop.
Oh, is that the grandpop cut?
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to that one again, because I always like it when people say, yeah, I used to live here. I used to live here when people lived here. You know, I've heard state reps say that. But anyway, let's hear that one again. I missed that.
Like my dad, he lost his job up in Scranton. And it took him 3 years to be able to move down to Delaware, to Claymont, Delaware, a little steel town, and sent us home to our grandpa to live with him. We finally got back. We lived in apartments, became 6 and 8 housing much later. It was just normal apartments.
Section 8 aren't normal apartments? What kind of people live in Section 8 apartments? Mr. Vice President, are they normal people? I'm Howie Carr. Do you have no water, poor water quality, or low pressure? This is Howie Carr. Call the water experts serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. Skillings and Sons. They're ready with 24-hour service and a fleet of trucks stocked with parts to make sure you're not without water. With over 50 years of experience, they take pride in having a family of employees that are the best in the business. For all things water, Skillings & Sons is there for you. SkillingsandSons.com. Let me tell you about a new sponsor to the Howie Carr Show, Helping Hands of America. For over 2 decades, Helping Hands has made donating your car, truck, or boat to a New England charity incredibly easy. I've donated and you should too. It takes one call. The pickup is not only fast, but it's free, and your donation is 100% tax deductible. Call Helping Hands at 888-881-9090. That's 888-881-9090. Or visit helpinghandsofamerica.org. Restrictions may apply.
Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets? Down 1,000 or more points one day, up the next. Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride the stock markets have been on. No matter what the reason, the coronavirus or before that, the oil price war abroad, you always need to be diversified. And that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver. Listen up. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you still haven't taken advantage of their no obligation guide, it's not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver. Call Orion today at 1-800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them now. 1-800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
4-500-4242. Someone just sent us a truck. It's on Mass Ave in Arlington today, which Arlington, as you know, is right next door to Cambridge.
Taylor, you were tagged in this too. It says, Hunter Biden smokes crack. It says, let Trump be Trump, Trump 2020, and then it says on the back, God bless Howie Carr.
Wow, I did see that. That's pretty cool.
You don't see that those words too often in Arlington.
I'd hate to see his insurance rates.
One of the moonbat capitals, even by eastern Massachusetts standards. 508 says, having been in law enforcement for the last 35 years, I find all of Joe Biden's comments on how police should do their jobs to be completely insane. That goes for 34% of your listeners, too. I'm offended. I know. It's true. And here's another one. This is from 617. Howie, in MP school, military police, we were told don't draw your firearm unless you're prepared to use it. There is no approved reason to shoot unless you were in fear of your life. Fire a warning shot and get court-martialed. Well, that's another one of the nutty things he says. He says if you're threatened, have a shotgun. Go out on the balcony. How many people really have balconies? When you get right down to it.
Fancy people have balconies, Howie.
The McCloskeys had a balcony, I'm pretty sure.
Juliet had a balcony, right? That's where she would go out and yell to Romeo. But it's not a common thing to have. It's not totally rare, but not that usual. He says go out on the balcony and fire the shotgun into the air. I don't think that's a good move either. I think that, you know, you should probably be discouraged from firing warning shots. Because people don't know how to interpret warning shots. They have even if they're a thug, they think you're shooting at them, and they're more likely to pull out the equalizer themselves. I hadn't thought about this a lot, but it just doesn't seem to make sense now that I'm now that they're telling me what you learn in MP school. 844-500-4242. Yes, Grace.
Could I make a comment about last night's debates? Yes. I mean, town halls. So I tuned into. I told Howie on the ride back that I would not be watching the town halls. They get me too upset, and my blood pressure goes through the roof because it gets me so annoyed how they don't ask any tough questions of Joe Biden. One thing I did notice is he has this joke he uses. He has several jokes he uses over and over and over again.
Oh, that's a lot of malarkey. Come on, man.
There's one that drives me more crazy than the rest, and I don't know why. I just think he thinks it's so clever. He goes, where I come from, in my hometown.
One of the things I've observed is, you know, the neighborhood I grew up in Claymont, either became a cop, a firefighter, or a priest. I wasn't qualified much to do any one of them.
Oh, shit.
It's so old. I wasn't qualified to do much of any of them. It's like, yeah, no, oh, no, shooting people in the leg. I'm convinced you weren't qualified.
He read that in 1956 in some pulp True Detective magazine. He came from a tough neighborhood. All the guys became either cops or gangsters. A few of them became priests. And then he said, that's the kind of guy I want. I want to be from one of those tough neighborhoods. But then in the debate the other night with the real debate with Chuck Wallace, he said he was from the suburbs. Remember that? He was from the suburbs of Scranton. All these years he's been saying first of all, he hasn't been in Scranton since he was 6 years old, since 1950 they moved out. And now he talks about Scranton as being some place with a bunch of coal mines, which, again, they had a long time ago. But now, then, most recently, Scranton becomes a suburb.
He's got a little bit of Howie Carr in him. Wherever he is, he says that's where he's from. This is my hometown. I have roots here.
I come from the tough streets of Palm Beach, Kennebunkport, Deerfield. Everybody I went to, they didn't have to become a priest or a gangster or a cop, because all the kids I went to school with at Deerfield, they all had trust funds except for me.
There you go.
Were a few that didn't have trust funds. They grew up to be judges and stuff, and, you know, then they became on the governor's council, and then we all had our problems.
And I know you're going to play all these cuts, but Taylor, I know you were watching a little bit of Biden too. I just noticed these things about him that are so obvious ways of him trying to seem like an everyday kind of guy. Every time they're about to go into commercial break, he says to the person, I hope that answered your question. If it didn't, I'll talk with you later. No, I mean it. I hope that answered your question. It's just so phony.
It is.
And it just goes on and on and on.
But he spent his whole life as a Democrat. So even though they know he's an idiot, they give him a pass because he's a Democrat. And that's why he can say stupid stuff like, you know, cops should shoot people in the legs. And, you know, we're not going to take away your AR-14 or any of this one. I mean, there's just so much crazy stuff he was saying.
To Grace's point about his trying to be folksy and everything, I think he comes from the old school, obviously, where, you know, you didn't get 24/7 coverage. You weren't seen on every channel, on every website. So every time you said one of your taglines, it was new to the person you were saying it to. But mm-hmm. Now everybody's seeing everything, and he still thinks he's in that time where everybody thinks right. He's saying something brand new and fresh when we've heard it for 3 years now.
I know, especially us, because we pull it all. I'm like, how many times are you going to do this priest line?
And the thing, too, is if you listen to talk radio or you go on the internet, you say, did Trump really say inject bleach in your arm? And you can find it out at about, you know, despite, you know, Twitter, despite Facebook, you could still find it out in a matter of seconds. So, but he keeps saying it over and over again. Cut 35.
Trump says things like, you know, everything from as crazy stuff he's walking away from now, inject bleach in your arm and that's going to work. I'm not being facetious. I mean, he's actually said these things.
No, he didn't. And, you know, 978 makes a really good point. This whole thing about, you know, Kenosha, Kyle Rittenhouse doesn't want to get extradited from his home in Illinois up to Wisconsin to stand trial. He was defending himself. Do you know how it all started in Kenosha? It's just come out in the last day or two. I mean, we kind of knew it, but now there's a guy actually copping to what happened. one of these Antifa people claims he fired a warning shot, and that's when it all started. So that's why you don't fire warning shots, Mr. Vice President. 844-500-4242. Wasn't there an old movie in which James Cagney was a gangster and Humphrey Bogart was a priest? No, James Cagney was a gangster and he shot another gangster named Humphrey Bogart, I believe. And the priest was Pat O'Brien. I think that's the way. And then he got executed and Pat O'Brien told him, please say you're a coward as you go to the last mile to the death house, because the Bowery boys are will end up all becoming priests and judges and cops if you pretend to be a coward. Was it Cagney? There's a couple of those movies. They all mixed it up. It was either Cagney or Bogey. I think Rocky. It was Cagney went to the electric chair to save the Bowery boys from a life of crime.
Just a side note, after he answered the young black man's question and he just kept rambling and rambling, George Stephanopoulos said, "Okay, sir Cedric, did you get your answer?" And the kid just kind of went, "I guess."
Cut 36 and then we'll go to some calls. Cut 36.
For example, I walked in here with this mask, but I have one of the M95 masks underneath it. I left it in my dressing room, the room I was in before I got here.
The green room? Was it the green? You know what kind of cigarettes Hunter Biden smokes?
What?
Marlboro Reds. I was reminded of that, the green room. The green room, Marlboro Reds. Lucky Strike Green has gone to war. It's become red. Red and green. All these colors are all mixed up in Joe's mind, kind of like the weapons and Millie and Ellie and all the rest of them.
Does that make you like Hunter more or less based off that choice?
I don't think it's that great of us.
Oh, the cigarette snob strikes again.
Well, Marlboro's the number one brand in America, but I think
it's a little basic is what you're saying. He's not really, you know, trying to find the deep tracks.
No. Retired Sergeant Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Retired Sergeant Bob.
Hey, good to talk to you, Howie. Calling
Thank
about
you.
Shooting the guy in the leg. That's, you know, what a dumbass. You know, there's another downside to that is we were trained that every time you fire a bullet, you got your name on it. So you shoot and you're trying to shoot some clown in the legs, you miss, and you hit some little kid or something. You know,
it's
absolutely insane.
Yeah, I know. He says it so authoritatively, you know, with great great ability to make himself sound like he knows what he's talking about. He's a fool. Did he say M95 the mask? Isn't it N95? He gets these. Someone just pointed that out.
For example, I walked in here with this mask, but I have one of the M95 masks underneath.
Is he getting some kind of generic products here, like the AK-14 and the M95 rather than the N95? And of course, Trump always gets him for saying N1H1, the swine flu from years past, when it's actually H1N1.
He was digging through the wrong PPP stock again.
Oh, my God. Rob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Howie. I'm an officer up here in Vermont, and shoot him in the leg, be damned. We're going to fishing nets. I was reading in a letter to the editor today in the Valley News, which is the local rag up here.
Yeah.
And somebody actually suggested we should throw fishing nets on people to catch them and take them into custody. But
isn't that in some of the old movies, Rob? Didn't gladiators have nets to throw over? So, some of the gladiators got tridents and then they'd give nets to the other ones and short swords and all this kind of stuff. Wow, throwing nets over them. That would be where would you keep the nets? Where would you keep the nets in your cruiser, Bob?
Who knows? But imagine using a net on somebody. They'd be triggered. Because the colonial slave owners used to throw nets to catch the slaves. Oh, my God. Right. Can you imagine the white privilege that would happen?
Oh, man. Plus, I don't know. I'd never even thought about having a net thrown over me. I think I'd be pretty angry if someone threw a net over me, wouldn't you?
I would be. I think I'm going to dress up in a Planet of the Apes costume and ride my horse downtown and throw nets on people.
How do you... Once you've thrown the net over them, how do you get them into the back of the cruiser?
Yeah, your guess is as good as mine, but apparently it's a valid suggestion.
Wow, that's a good one.
I've got a better idea. Why don't we all just get Batman utility belts to carry around? He had everything in there to capture people.
That's true. He did. He did. And plus, he could walk up. He had stuff that could enable Batman could walk up a wall. That would come in handy too, Rob.
If the he suction
could walk
cups.
Up a wall. Yeah, exactly. Like you could become a human fly with the Batman utility belt. 844-500-4242. Fall is here now, and it's your chance to start up with something new. Let HelloFresh instantly spice up mealtime at home with seasonal fresh ingredients and mouthwatering recipes delivered to your home contact-free. You can choose from more than 22 chef-curated recipes each week, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly options. Make any night feel extra festive with their Surf and Turf, Kraft Burger, and Taste Tours Gourmet Feasts. This is different from other mail delivery food services that you've had in the past where everything seems to taste alike and it's hard to cancel or it's hard to halt delivery for a week. HelloFresh is really a good product, and it's easy to put together and it's quick, right, Grace?
I think the reason it's so easy to put together is because, at least for me, when I'm cooking, the hardest part is just gathering all of the ingredients and then measuring them out. And this gives you just the perfect amount of everything. So you literally just dump it into a bowl, and that's half the battle. So it cuts down on the cooking time by so much, and it tastes delicious. I know I loved my meal. Taylor, I know you loved yours too. Just really yummy.
Yeah, my problem is when I do a lot of the shopping, and I go out to the store and I just overbuy ingredients because I say to myself, that's not going to be enough for all of us. And I always overbuy. So this cuts down on the bill by quite a bit.
Yeah, and it's very frustrating to have to throw out food that you didn't use. It's such a waste of the food. It's a waste of your money, and you avoid all that with HelloFresh. HelloFresh, you can get the meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes. HelloFresh has recyclable packaging and the pre-portioned ingredients that cut down on home food waste by at least 25%, so you'll feel good about using them instead of grocery shopping. You'll also be saving 40% versus shopping at your local grocery store. More servings mean more savings, so now you can order larger HelloFresh boxes for even better value. And you can easily change your delivery days, add extra meals, or skip a week. That's very important. The vacations are coming up. They're saying don't go to Thanksgiving, but come on, everybody's going home or going somewhere for Thanksgiving. So you can skip a week because HelloFresh is flexible to fit your lifestyle. HelloFresh is a great, great new way to get your food delivered to you. You don't have to worry about shopping, and you're not going to waste a lot of product or money. Get started with America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie to get $80 off across 5 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. That's promo code Howie for $80 in savings at HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of craft. It's Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the Villa in Wayland, celebrating over 70 years in business. From my favorite, veal parm, to their seafood dinners, the Villa has all your home-cooked favorites. Who loves you, baby? The Villa, that's who.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Suppose I asked you to have the heart, to be scared.
What do you mean?
Suppose at the last minute the guards dragged you out here screaming for mercy. Suppose you went to the chair yellow.
Yellow? Say, what's the matter with you, Jerry? You've been worrying about my courage.
I know that. This is a different kind of courage, Rocky.
Yeah, that's Father Pat O'Brien with Rocky Sullivan, played by James Cagney. And at the last scene of it, the Bowery Boys are reading. They don't call them the Bowery Boys, then they call them the Dead End Kids or something. But they're all, Leo Gorsi, Hunts Hall, they're, Billy Hallop, they're all there. And the headline in the paper is, Rocky Dies Yellow, Killer Coward at End. And they're broken up because they respected Jimmy Cagney, Rocky Sullivan, because he was a tough guy. He didn't care about killing Humphrey Bogart. So that's the movie Dead End. Thank you, Taylor, for coming up with that. Lou, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lou.
That wasn't Angels with Dirty Faces?
You know what? You know what that is? You're right. It was. I'm sorry. Dead End is a different one. Dead End is the first Bowery Boys movie. But that's right. Angels with Dirty Faces. Thanks for correcting me.
Anyway, listen, I retired law enforcement. And unfortunately, I was a bunch of guys. We were in Sandy Hook on that horrible day. And the following season, we went down to Police Week in D.C. for the memorial. And we got invited into Biden's office.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we're all in our Class A's and everything. And he, what a buffoon. The guy dropped F-bombs left and right. He was one of those guys, you know, Howie, when you got somebody who comes up to you, goes, hey, yeah, I used to be in radio. We used to do it this way. He's trying to relate to us. But he was doing it in such a horrible manner. You know, he was trying to say what he had done, and, you know, it was all about him. But what stuck out was every other word was F this, F that, F this, F. And we all walked out, and we were like, what a tool, you know. And this, I mean, and I was with guys, you know, that were, you know.
He's a fake tough guy, isn't he, Lou?
Oh,
he's really.
There were guys I was with that, you know, they had voted for Obama and everything, you know, and they're African American guys, and they were like, "What an idiot!"
Yeah, I know he's a fool. He's a tool, is what he is. Pop is a tool. I can't believe he set up the Biden crime family. Someone else must have done it. I'm Howie Carr. Eden Pure will continue their buy one, get one free promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system all week long. Eden Pure is able to do this due to the huge success from the Howie Carr Show listeners. The response has been tremendous, and Eden Pure is passing on those savings to the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room. Over the weekend, I saw my daughter Carolyn, and she asked if she could have one for her basement in her new home. She asked if it really works, and I said, of course it does. You won't believe it. If you bought one for your home and enjoy the big difference in smell, take advantage of the BOGO offer now and buy one for a family member like I'm going to do for Carolyn. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com. And with code word Howie BOGO, shipping is free.